Classic Hits Coast to Coast Breakfast, and time for our regular catch-up with Don Burke from Burke's Backyard Magazine. The new issue's got a really interesting article about pets, and in particular, cheap pets. Now, we're talking here, Don, about not cheap necessarily to buy, but certainly cheap to run.
Yeah, look, that's true. I suppose to cut to the chase, there's a couple of pets that really stand out if you're looking for cheap ones, particularly good start-up pets. The goldfish and the budgerigar are probably the two that stand out.
Yes.
And it's great. By the way, it's written by Dr. Chris Brown, this particular article. But budgies, look, they probably normally live about 10 years, although the world record's 27, I think. But goldfish can live on for often over 50 years with good care. And your biggest bit of money with both of those would be either the cage or the aquarium.
That's interesting, because my goldfish tend to go before 6 months is out. I must be a bad pet owner.
Goldfish are the same as humans, and that is that, in a sense, the less you feed them, the longer they live.
Ah, right.
And overfeeding is the major killer of goldfish, because the water gets a bit dirty and then they tend to get disease and so on and so forth. But, yeah, I think the world record for goldfish is around 70-odd or something like that years.
Good heavens.
But that's normally like in a dam or a large thing like that where goldfish actually like really dirty water that's got algae in it and all those sort of things, and then they've got all sorts of little vitamins and minerals and other things they can eat. Anyway, what Chris has done in this article is to look at all the bits and pieces, like do you save money if you buy cheap dog food? That's an interesting one, and the answer is it's a false economy. You're actually better to get good quality pet food, but you can get dry stuff, and dry stuff is much cheaper than cans of wetter stuff. Imagine if you bought a dog for a few hundred bucks, then had to spend, I suppose it would be about $3,000 on getting its two rear knees fixed up.
Yes, that would not be good for the wallet.
No. And it's not an uncommon situation, that, and there are entire breeds that are very prone to it.
Yeah, it's interesting. The other one that gets a mention too in Chris's article, Don, is the bunnies and things like guinea pigs as well.
Yeah, and he does very correctly say there's a whole lot of tips in his article, but one of them is that the little miniature bunnies, which you'd think would be the ones for the kids, are often not as good in temperament, and you're probably better off to go to some of the larger, maybe a floppy-eared large rabbit or something. But they're good. Guinea pigs are very, very good. There's the old joke with guinea pigs: if you pick them up by the tail, their eyes fall out. And it's based on the fact they don't have a tail, of course. Guinea pigs are a good start-up one. They're reasonably cheap and so on. Look, there's a stack of things, but you really have to have your wits about you. And I suppose with the highly bred ones, particularly dogs with a lot of the breeds, you should do your homework first. You can usually Google it and track down the problems, but there are plenty of breeds that are very expensive to run. They might be lovely. I mean, I love pugs, but they get just about every known problem that you can get, and they are not a cheap dog.